Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Going back to Indiana. That's a song recorded by the Jackson 5 for their ABC TV special of the same name. You might remember it if you were around in 1971. When news of Michael Jackson's death broke, people in and around his hometown of Gary, Indiana, did the one thing they could think of. They went to 2300 Jackson Street, his childhood home. We're going now to Chicago Public Radio reporter Michael Puente. He was in Gary last night, and he's with us now. Michael, what was this scene like last night?
Well, it was, kind of surreal, really. I mean, almost immediately here, I thought I was going to be one of the first reporters or first people on the scene. But as I got there, there was at least 100 people already gathered, several TV cameras, several helicopters overhead. The only time you usually see helicopters over Gary is just to report, like, the traffic or some big fire or something. And, it was just so, like I said, surreal that you're there reporting and you're catching yourself. My God, you're reporting on the death of Michael Jackson, and it just didn't seem real. And for a lot of people there, I mean, people were just gathering, and some were bringing in flowers to just like a little one-story ranch home, a couple of bedrooms in there.
I was just going to say, Michael, for those of us who aren't there, paint me the word picture. What's the house look like? How many people?
House,
was it dark?
No, it wasn't dark. It sits on a corner. The actual address is 2300 Jackson Street. Wasn't named after Michael Jackson. I mean, now it's called, Michael Jackson Boulevard or the Jackson 5 Boulevard. But at the time, it was named after Andrew Jackson, the president of the United States, former president. And it's right outside of a high school where some of the Jackson family went, Roosevelt High School. And it's kind of in a working class, lower income neighborhood that has seen some troubled times. And the home has been sitting there for decades now. And
does anyone live in it?
As of right now, I do not believe so. I don't think there's a family living in there right now.
Okay, how many people were there last night?
Oh, at least a couple of hundred walking back and forth, and onlookers, fans, people coming, leaving teddy bears. And
what did it sound like? What noises were there? Were there praying? Were there songs?
Actually, a lot of people were driving by their with their car radios on, playing Michael Jackson tunes, everything from Ben to Beat It to Thriller to the older stuff, the newer stuff, and people just gathering a lot. Now, as I stood there for a while, you started hearing more and more tears. People actually, the people in the neighborhood who remember Michael, some of the people in the neighborhood who remember Michael growing up, starting to cry a little bit and really setting in that not only did they lose this great entertainer, but one of the city's favorite sons.
Your father worked with Michael Jackson's father, Joe, years ago in a steel mill. And I'm wondering, what stories do you remember? Do you remember your dad telling,
God.
Huh?
Oh, my God, yeah. My dad, Jesus Puente, who passed away about 5 years ago, worked in, Joe Jackson, the big stories are that he worked at U.S. Steel in Gary, but he also spent time as a crane man in neighboring the city of East Chicago, Indiana, at Inland Steel, which is now ArcelorMittal. So my dad would tell me these, these not fantastical stories, but just a couple of stories that, Michael Jackson's father, really nice guy, down to earth, very friendly. So some of these stories came out that he was kind of abusive and pretty, tough sometimes on his family. He couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe that this Joe Jackson that he worked with was this guy, because it was such a nice guy to him. He would bring him home sometimes, give him a lift back to his house about a mile away from the steel plant. And I have if you have time, I don't know if you have time for one in particular story, but maybe for another time.
Oh, okay, Michael. We're going to get you back then. We want to hear that story. Thank you so much for reporting to us. Michael Puente, Chicago Public Radio reporter, on the scene outside Michael Jackson's childhood home.
Thanks.